Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Opposition parties have dismissed the idea of a social media ban for children under 16, saying it's unfeasible and amounts to kite flying. Taoiseach Simon Harris has said he'd be seeking cross-party examination of whether Ireland could follow the Australian-type ban, and he believes the Oireachtas should work constructively on the issue. Well, to discuss this further, I'm joined by Fine Gael Senator and their spokesperson on enterprise, trade and employment, Garrett Ahern, and by Sinn Féin's communication spokesperson, Joanna Byrne. You're both very welcome indeed to the programme. 51551 for your texts. Garrett Ahern, when Sinn Féin and the opposition are describing this move by government as unfeasible and kite-flying, are they wrong?
I believe they are, absolutely. I think this is a really serious issue. I think social media has had a really major impact on children and by extension on their parents and their families. I think we know social media can be good for a lot of things. Politicians in general use it for communication. But for young people, it can be the Wild West. And there have to be rules around it to protect adults and most importantly, children. And I think what we're trying to do is open a conversation that parents right across the country want us to have, which is how do we protect young people in an environment and a world that is a lot different from when we were young.
Just be clear now, you're not talking about rules here. Your party and your leader, you're proposing a ban for under 16s.
Well, what we're talking about at the moment is a discussion about how we protect young people, whether that's a ban.
Let's be clear. The Taoiseach Simon Harris did mention an Australia-type ban for under-16s, did he not?
Yeah, but the Australian model that has been introduced, that's passed by law and that will come into force at the end of this year, is about putting restrictions in place for 16 and younger.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're discussing here.
Yeah, exactly. And I think if you speak to most parents, that's what they want government to do. And when we listen today from opposition parties, whether it's Sinn Féin or whether it's Social Democrats, they're talking about how none of this can be done. I think parents right across the country would be furious if there was a government that was saying, look, there's just nothing we can do about it. It's not enforceable, won't do anything at all.
Let me put that to Joanna Byrne of Sinn Féin. Most parents want an under 16 ban on social media, Joanna.
Yeah, and just to come back on Garrett's last point there, nobody's saying this can't be done. To be very clear, we're saying that any ban that is to be considered, it should only be considered on the basis of empirical data after consultation with experts in the field. Now, whether that's youth groups that engage with people under 16 on a regular and daily basis, whether it's school representatives or whether it's mental health organisations. But I think the comments from the Taoiseach or the Taoiseach, apologies, so early on in this conversation were preemptive and very premature could potentially build resistance to this before any consultation even happens.
Okay, you're not saying it can't be done, but I'm reading a quote from you here saying, I'm unsure a complete ban would be technologically feasible.
Yeah, and that is a major concern, whereas you may as well get the big social media companies on board like TikTok, X, Facebook and stuff like that. But
it can't be done.
I said I'm not sure it's technologically feasible. It needs consultation, again, from experts in the field. But the fear is youths in this day and age, they're streets ahead of us. You know, they're far more tech savvy than any other generation before them. And they know how to get around restrictions online, whether it's through VPNs and stuff like that. So experts have to do these studies and engage with youth.
So you're saying you can only do this, Joanna, in conjunction with the social media companies?
You'd have to have the social media companies on board, but I think you'd have to have...
They never do, sure.
No, you won't know that unless you engage with them, you know, and that's where consultation and dialogue has to come into this. You also need to have parents on board, you need to have teachers on board, you need to have youth workers on board, and you have to have youths themselves on board with this. And you're never going to get that if you're coming out with preemptive comments like we got from the Taoiseach saying that the way forward is a ban. You need to bring all stakeholders on this journey with you. And I think before... any ban is considered, you have to have the comprehensive study.
Okay. Technologically possible first, Garrett.
Well, first of all, there's a number of points that I and the government agree with Joanne on, and that's in terms of data. And that's exactly what the Minister for Communications, Patrick O'Donovan, is already directing his officials to do. He's asking them to look at Australia, look at New Zealand, look at other jurisdictions, see what we can do through the European legislative framework. The Taoiseach Minister Burke met with TikTok last week. So communications happen all the time with the tech sector. Just in relation to opposition saying it's Sinn Féin said it's not feasible, which Joanna says. The Social Democrats came out to say it's not workable. Like, if that was a government to say that something which is a major and serious issue for families right across the country, to just at the very start say it's not workable. Like, we're looking for opposition to work with us on that. We're not saying we have all the solutions.
In fairness now, Garrett, it's been a major issue for teens and families in this country since Fine Gael have been in power in 2011.
Yeah, look, and that's why we have the Online Safety Code, that's why we have Commissioner Le Mans, that's why we have the Digital Age of Consent in Europe to 16, that's why we have the EU Digital Services
You're
Act.
You're only looking at a ban now, though.
No, but my point being is we have done an awful lot, but in my view, and in Fine Gael's view, we need to have a conversation about how we empower adults and parents to be able to protect our children. Because as Joanna said, a lot of the children in this day and age are much more tech savvy than their parents. And there's a fear out there that parents cannot control what their children are doing.
You're admitting what you've done up until now hasn't protected children.
No, that's not what I'm admitting.
Why the need to protect children then?
Well, what I'm saying is we've done a lot to protect children. I've named four things that have been done to protect children. What we need to do is do more and enforce it more, in my view. And
how would you enforce it more?
Well, it's about having that discussion about a ban. So, you know, we have a digital age consent of 16 in the European Union, but we don't have it on social media platforms. We have it up to 13. There's some platforms that allow under 16s as long as they have parent consent. But we need to have a wider restriction on that, in my view.
Dublin texts the programme, 51551 says, are you ready for this, Garrett? This might hit you like a train. Would they ever cop on with a social media ban? I'm a parent of teens and the idea is an absolute joke, he says. How do you respond to that?
Well, I'm not sure in what context he means it's a joke. I presume he means that it wouldn't be enforceable or kids would find a way around it. But that's not how legislation works. Legislation is there to put in a deterrent for people to do things. That's why we have a drinking age of 18. It doesn't mean every single child under the age of 18 doesn't have a drink, but it certainly deters it. And we're giving parents the opportunity or the power to be able to say to children, you're actually breaking the law if you're doing this.
Oh, hang on a second here. So you're actually putting this or proposing this ban to allow parents point to it instead of enforcing it upon the social media companies. Am I reading you right there?
But that's naturally what parents would do with anything, whether it's drinking alcohol, whether it's speeding on the road, whether it's wearing a seatbelt, whether it's using social media.
Would it not be more effective to get the social media companies to ensure and enforce that this ban is being upheld?
But that's exactly what we will be doing. And as I said, the Taoiseach and Minister Burke met with TikTok last week. They'll engage with the social media companies. But at the end of the day, this is bigger than just social media companies. This is about protecting children, protecting vulnerable youths on sites that can be quite dangerous.
Okay, Joanna.
Just coming back to my earlier comments about the feasibility of this and how we'd get around this. Like, the Australian ban that the Taoiseach referenced in his comments doesn't ban YouTube, as that's used in schools and educational settings. And so if we were to follow that model, teenagers would still have access to YouTube, and that's where there's a lot of videos that could be considered misleading in regards to fake news, racism, sexism and all of them derogatory things that come with it. But yeah, as leaders, we do need to protect youths and children, but we do also need to empower them, and the key to this is consultation, because if we proceed with a straight out ban, we could be taking the voice away from younger generations in marginalised sections of society.
This does so much harm, and it's absolutely documented in research on young people, social media applications, that I'm not going to allow you, Joanna, to say not this without proposing something else.
Well, I've been very clear on this. Consultation has to be it has to be key, and we have to follow the advice of experts in the field, and that has to include youths themselves.
What do you mean consultation, though? With whom?
Well, we'll have to come up with a mechanism for that. We can start with the committee tomorrow. We have our first sitting of the Committee on Arts, Media, Communications, Culture and Sport. I've no doubt that this topic is going to dominate that, and I'm looking forward to taking part in that.
With respect to you, you're talking about consulting, about who to consult with. When teenagers are suffering from anxiety and depression and suicidal ideation and eating disorders and so on, and bullying and gambling and addictive behaviours, all that can be linked to social media use. I mean, is it not a bit late to consult about consulting?
Well, if we don't consult, you're not going to get buy-in for this. That's the start of it. And while you're 100% right, there is flaws and more flaws than anything when it comes to social media. But there is an element of society, marginalised sections of society that rely on social media and online platforms to... it's their only social setting to build relationships, to seek advice, to lean on support for people in settings when they may be having suicidal ideations and different things like that.
Are they not more vulnerable to the ills then?
Of course, 100%. But I think that youths in this country in this day and age are vulnerable in all shapes and sizes at this moment anyway. But we just need to ensure we have all stakeholders on board in this conversation. And that is the people who support these youths on a daily basis.
Okay. Briefly, Gareth.
Just to say, look, Joanna keeps talking about consultation. It was the Tánaiste today who said that he wants to reach out to opposition.
But that's not what the Tánaiste said originally.
Look, you either want to talk to us or not about helping young people. Like, there's 93% of 8 to 12 year olds now who have a smartphone. I have two young boys. They're not of that age yet. They only watch Paw Patrol. But I want them out running around playing in a garden when they're young. I don't want them on a smartphone. And I think most parents are like that. They're fearful of getting to the age of 11 or 12 where they're asking for smartphones.
Want, who are listening, 51551. I'd love to hear. It's an absolute joke, a ban, says one listener, but another listener says we need a social media ban. It does nothing but harm young teens. Joanna Byrne of Sinn Féin, thank you. Gareth Ahern of Fine Gael, thank you as well.